Rod, I know not the result you would have wanted, but a lot of components playing into this one with the lineup, players getting acclimated. What are your initial takeaways after game number two?
It was, a lot of young kids thrown in the lineup, and, their goalie played really well. He made countless saves. I think that was the key to the game. I didn't like the start. We kind of gave him a couple off some face-off, things we don't normally do, but that's kind of what you would expect when you're throwing in guys that don't really know what we're doing. So, overall, just move on. That's about all I can say about it.
What did you see from Nadeau and Blake in their debut?
They did well. You got to give them credit for stepping in, and they were impactful. Could have had some goals. Just it wasn't, nothing went their way. The one over the goal line just sitting there. It's just one of those nights for those guys, but they were around it, which was great to see.
I know Max Comtois got a decent deal of NHL experience, but he looked relatively noticeable tonight. Did you feel
he made a nice play on the goal, and he was all around it. Missed on an empty net tap in, and it's just he was around it. And for a guy who has no idea how we're doing it, to come up here and just be impactful in the game, that was good.
Second NHL game for Scott Morrow, and a good deal of ice time as well. Did you sense he was a little bit more comfortable tonight?
I don't know. It's tough. I think it was. There was some good moments and not so good moments, I think, and that's going to happen. But the more experience he gets, the only better he's going to be. So it was a good night for the young kids just to get a taste of it.
Max said after the game something that just stood out from what he said is that he watched you a lot and admired you as a player growing up, and his first takeaway we hear was that it feels like Rod Brindamore more hard-nosed hockey. In terms of what you've seen from his game and how he fits in, what have you noticed?
You're talking about Comtois?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he for a guy that he hasn't been in our system, so to kind of come in and just go play and, like I say, have an impact in a game, whether there's no stakes on it or not, it was, it was a good job by him and certainly showed well. We know he's got NHL experience like we talked about, so, in a performance like that, he puts him on the conversation for, if we have injuries and whatnot, so he did well.
It's hard to put you on the spot in this situation, but 82 games, another season in the books, 52 win season. What are your initial takeaways overall?
Yeah, it's been a great year. You got to give these guys a ton of credit. This game you can throw away. It's the one game you can throw away. And, the way we started, we had some real tough breaks going early in the year, and there's a lot of, I don't know what you say about it, but it was a lot of talk about our group, but that you knew it was going to end like this. You just did, because there's so many good players in here, and just they get it. And I'm happy with the season they had. And now we obviously turn the page. This is what we wanted to play for all year, and we're going to get an opportunity to do that.
On the unfortunate side of things, any update on Jesper Foss?
Yeah, that's the part that just makes you sick, to be honest with you. You're just trying to get through the game without having that, and I'm not sure where it's going to go. That's the bad thing about what happened tonight.
From the coach's side of things, how do you get the group to flip the switch to postseason? You've got a couple days here.
Yeah, you don't flip any switch. That's the key. The key is that you play the same way you've been playing, and you throw this game out because we didn't have our guys in there. But when you get your full group, how you've been playing and preparing, and that's the game that got you 52 wins or whatever it was, you got to bring that starting whenever it is.
All right. Thanks, Rod.
All right.